From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey has called for a coalition ground intervention in Syria. Turkey called Tuesday for a coalition ground operation to end the war in Syria. Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said Saudi Arabia and some Western European countries have indicated such an operation is necessary.
Daesh Türkiye'ye doğrudan tehdit oluşturuyor ama sadece Türkiye.
But he ruled out the possibility Turkey of undertaking unilateral action or the prospect of a joint Saudi-Turkish venture without broader consensus among the 65 member nation US-led coalition fighting Islamic State. His comments come as Russian-backed government forces and Syrian Kurds advanced separately in northern Syria, closer to the Turkish territory. Meanwhile, UN spokesman Farhan Haq said envoy Stefan de Mistura has reached agreement in Damascus for aid convoys to reach seven besieged areas.
Humanitarian agencies and partners are preparing convoys for these areas to depart as soon as possible in the coming days. And as the special envoy pointed out, he said in his remarks to the press in Damascus that the test will be tomorrow.
Hundreds of thousands of Syrians are believed to be trapped in those besieged areas. Uganda's presidential campaign ended Tuesday ahead of Thursday's vote that longtime opposition leader Kizza Besigye says will be neither free nor fair. Political analyst Nicholas Sengoba says incumbent Yoweri Museveni, in power for 30 years, retains the advantage.
When you have somebody who has been in power 30 years like Museveni, almost everybody in the country, you'll find people who are grateful to him for the wealth they've made. In this sort of setup, the president has a very huge hold on public finance, the coercive arms of government, that's the army and the police.
Besigye, who has failed three times in the past to unseat Mr. Museveni, is also competing with former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi. This is VOA News. President Obama, closing out a two-day summit of Southeast Asian leaders in California Tuesday, called for tangible steps to lower tensions over ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea. He said leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, affirmed that disputes should be resolved peacefully and through legal means.
Freedom of navigation must be upheld and lawful commerce should not be impeded. I reiterated that the United States will continue to fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows, and we will support the right of all countries to do the same.
Without specifically mentioning China, Mr. Obama called for a halt to further land reclamation, a reference to Beijing's massive effort to assert its claims over disputed territory through new construction and island building. Meanwhile, media reports and Taiwan are both saying China has deployed advanced surface-to-air missiles to Woody Island in the contested parasols in the South China Sea. The World Health Organization Tuesday said extraordinary steps may be necessary to control the spread of the Zika virus, such as using genetically modified mosquitoes, but environmentalists caution the long-term effects of killing off an entire insect by population. The Zika virus is transmitted primarily by the mosquito. U.S. health authorities are recommending that blood donations among those exposed to regions where the virus is active be restricted. Jacqueline Carr is a blood donor.
It's very scary, you know, because no one knows, and all the global wide, the leaders in the health field, they're not sure, you know, how it's totally being transmitted, and they don't have a vaccine for it.
Zika is suspected of causing birth defects. The virus is becoming a major problem in Latin America. Pope Francis Tuesday urged Mexico's clergy not to resign themselves to a society dominated by drug-fueled violence and corruption. He told them to fight injustice. He spoke to priests, nuns, and seminarians in Michoacan State, heart of Mexico's drug trafficking country. Francis held a second mass for young people. He called on them to reject the lie that only those who want to live as young people have to use drugs. He ends his five-day visit to Mexico Wednesday with a stop in Ciudad Juarez near the U.S. border, where he's expected to talk about crime, trafficking, and migration. A one-day general strike in Democratic Republic of Congo shut down most business in the capital, Kinshasa, Tuesday, as the opposition sought to pressure President Joseph Kabila to step down and not contest elections expected later this year. Mr. Kabila has been in power since 2001 and is barred from running for another term. Senegalese President Macky Sall's bid to reduce his term to 5 years was rejected Tuesday by the country's top court. He said he'll complete his 7-year term as scheduled by 2019. And the price of oil rebounded Wednesday in trading as investors expect an agreement between top oil producers, Russia and Saudi Arabia, to freeze output at last month's level. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.